Today, we wonder how. How does Brooke's husband do it? It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I don't know what the rest of that sentence is. Because, what do you mean?
I mean, in any relationship, one of the biggest changes is when you go from just casually dating to fully living with them.
Oh my goodness.
And rumor is that's happened in Brooke's marriage recently. Brooke, can you confirm?
What? Obviously. Yes. Hasn't that always been this way?
We've been living together for a while.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Did not see that coming.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And a new survey asked men to name things they did not know about women until they moved in with one. That's when the real education begins.
And it always depends on if these men had sisters or not, on how they're going to answer this.
That's a great point, honestly.
Here's some of the best answers from the survey. Number six, just like cats, they, quote, naturally gravitate to the warmest parts of the house.
Yeah!
This guy said, I'm honestly unsure if she loves me or just my excess heat.
Seriously?
Dude, if it's not your role to warm my feet up in bed every night, what is your role? What is your point? They're like ice blocks. It's not my fault.
You know, what's wrong with women and your feet circulation? Yeah.
Number five, I never knew a tiny 5-foot-tall, 100-pound woman could somehow take up an entire king-sized bed.
Got a girl.
Sprawlers.
That's right.
Number four, how long it takes to put on makeup. A guy said growing up, he never saw his mom do hers and didn't realize it's a whole thing.
Well, it really depends on the person.
It takes me a long time. On a night out? Not my makeup, just getting ready as a whole, though.
Just being that seventh layer of foundation on. It's really important. Number three, their hair gets everywhere.
The drains are like...
A guy's toe was hurting, so he took his shoes off and he found one single long hair wrapped around it, cutting off his circulation.
Yeah, are you finding hairs in your hoodies?
Number two, she takes her bra off at the end of the day the exact same way I take my belt off, with the force of 1,000 suns and a huge sigh of relief.
Oh, God, it is nice.
And the number one thing guys don't realize about women until they actually live with one, it's just three words. Quote, pillows. Pillows everywhere.
God. Why do we have to have 15 pillows? I can't see the bed anymore.
The only reason you live in a nice place is because you live with a woman.
And that's also true.
Part of it looking nice is the pillows.
And they need something soft to throw at their husbands when they're misbehaving, too.
Why would you throw something soft? That really defeats the purpose.
Hair dryers everywhere.
Why do you got a screwdriver on my nightstand, Jim?
Now, we've learned a lot about what it's like to live and work with women.
Okay.
Let's learn some more trivia when we go over to Digital Jake for our shot collar question of the day. Give it to us, Jake.
Today, we celebrate the birthday of comedian and bad boy for life, Martin Lawrence.
Happy birthday.
But did you know he shares his birthday with another famous comedy action star? You've probably heard his name but don't know much about him, because he never actually spoke in many of his films. I'm talking about Charlie Chaplin.
Tiny black and white guy.
They're the same birthday?
Yeah, he was Hollywood's original buddy cop comedy action star.
Yeah, that's true.
Kevin Hart.
Who Martin Lawrence copied a century later.
Clearly.
So today we're going to honor these legends of film by doing a special Whose Film Was It edition of... Plenty of 20.
Okay.
Now, in the same vein as Robert Downey Jr. and Grumpy Cat, I'll go around the room and I'll say a movie title. You just have to tell me if it stars Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin. You get it right and you're still in the game.
I never thought I would play this game in my life.
We're all going to start with the woman who minored in early 20th century filmography at Boise State. That's Alexis.
You have the advantage here.
You ready, Alexis? Your film title is The Skank Robbers. Is that a Martin Lawrence or a Charlie Chaplin movie?
Wait, he's a mime, right? Charlie Chaplin?
No.
He was just...
Silent films.
Yeah, so there was no talking, so definitely...
Okay. He's the one that...
The one that had the cane that would, like, walk.
He looks like Hitler with the hat.
I feel like all, like, silent movies are robberies and stuff, so
that's
it kind of makes sense to me
that's what he'd be in.
So I'm going to go that guy.
Charlie Chaplin.
She said that guy, meaning Charlie Chaplin. That is... Incorrect. No, it was Martin Lawrence.
Oh. Robin Skanks?
From, not Robin Skanks. The Skanks are the robbers, Jose.
Oh, my
from 2011 in a cross-dressing comedy, Martin Lawrence and Jamie Foxx became two of the baddest and ugliest female armed robbers America's ever faced.
Oh, my God.
Why can I picture the cover of that for
it's
some
like
reason?
It's like straight out of In Living Color.
Yeah.
All right, we're on to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, your film is The Knockout. Ooh. Is that Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin?
Man, The Knockout. I mean, it could be about so many different things, right? It could be about boxing. It could be about a really hot girl, right? Mm-hmm. She's the knockout.
That's true.
Someone gets like hit with like a falling object.
I think it's going to be about boxing. I think it's Charlie Chaplin.
Brooke says Charlie Chaplin. That is correct.
Nice.
It was a 1914 film, and to show his girl how brave he is, Charlie challenges a large man named Fatty to a championship boxing match. Fun fact, one out of every four boxers back then was named Fatty.
I feel like that could also be the plot to a Martin Lawrence
it
film,
is.
Though, as you read it.
We'll see. It may come up later.
Yeah.
Jose, it's your turn.
Okay.
Your movie is Doe and Dynamite.
Ooh.
Is that Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin?
I can see Charlie Chaplin baking a cake or a pie, has a bunch of dough, and then he opens it and right. It's like, uh-oh, there's dynamite. Okay, I'm gonna...
No spoilers, Jose.
This is a slapstick comedy that Charlie Chaplin obviously killed.
All right, Jose said Charlie Chaplin. That is... Correct!
Yay!
Another 1914 film. He was busy that year where Charlie and another waiter at a restaurant become bakers, and they put a stick of dynamite in a piece of bread.
They figured it out.
Yeah.
Very complex.
Let's finish off round one with Jeffrey.
Okay.
Your film is The Pawn Shop.
Ooh.
Is that Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin?
Older pawn shops, did they have them in the 1910s and
20s? Yeah, like,
I don't know.
Pawn shops have the originals from the 1910s now.
Yeah, I mean, they were just called shops.
Yeah, yeah. This is an antique. I just got it fresh off the press.
I just see it as being like a Martin Lawrence hijinks thing. Give me Martin Lawrence.
Jeff said Martin Lawrence. That is incorrect. It was Charlie Chaplin's 1916 film where Charlie gets fired by a pawnbroker, then rehired a day later, and predictably, he destroys everything in the shop.
Oh, no, Charlie.
We're on to round two. Only Brooke and Jose are left. Brooke, it's the sudden death part of Martin Lawrence versus Charlie Chaplin.
Gosh.
Brooke, you get this right, you win. You get it wrong, you lose.
All right, bring it.
Taking it out of Jose's hands. Brooke, your title is Talking Dirty After Dark. Is that Martin Lawrence or Charlie Chaplin?
Talking Dirty After Dark just sounds so naughty. I don't think they would play that in the theaters back then. I'm going to go Martin Lawrence.
Brooke said Martin Lawrence. She gets it right. She wins. That is correct. From 1991, Martin Lawrence plays a regular guy who can't pay his $67 phone bill, so he has to turn to stand-up comedy to pay it.
Oh.
Brooke with a walk-off.
Brooke,
there
you've won
go.
Today's edition of Plenty of 20.
Yeah.
Give me those song lyrics. I'm passing them to Alexis.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Passing them this time.
Brooke is choosing Alexis, and she'll be singing Wannabe by Spice Girls.
She didn't even know who the two people were that we were talking about.
I recognize the name.
Is that our fault?
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend.
Yeah.
Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Thankfully, the singing ends, though. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.